Hugely frustrating, you know, really deflating, I think, is probably the best way to describe it. We didn't quite know at the end. We thought it'd be close. And then, yeah, we got word from the dugout that it was no good. So, yeah, look, we've done it all, done everything we could tonight. But I guess on reflection, we'll have to look back at the tournament rather than worrying about tonight. We did everything we could tonight and it didn't go in our way.
We'll talk about that in a moment. Just in terms of tonight, how were you aware, were you sort of during the game, during the Essex innings, of how close it was?
Not really, to be honest with you. I don't think you can really plan for a team losing by nearly 100 runs in 2020, to be honest with you. I think that game wasn't really the one we were too worried about initially today. There's lots of other things going on. And yeah, as I said, I don't think we could have done a lot more, really. To win by that margin in 2020 is fairly big. And then, yeah, as I say, for a team to lose by nearly 100 is pretty unlucky, really.
And the shame was it was a terrific performance by Sussex, perhaps the best of the season.
Yeah, outstanding. I didn't think it was that easy a pitch, actually. And the batsman came off and felt that we'd got over par there, probably. Nash has played out of his skin again. He's had an incredible tournament. Certainly the best tournament in 2020 cricket I've seen from him. So fantastic that he keeps improving. And yeah, Luke played brilliantly up front. And, you know, Laurie at the death really finished the innings off. They're outstanding, really. And then we bowled brilliantly. I thought, in fairness to Essex, they're in a really tough position. I think by the time they had news from other games, they needed to win it in 12 overs or something. So obviously we were going to pick up wickets and they had to come and play shots. But no, I think our bowling attack's really exciting. We've got so much pace in both 2020 and four-day cricket now, and that's a really exciting thing going forward. You know, Joff's had obviously a huge breakthrough season, and, you know, George coming in for tomorrow on numerous occasions has, you know, looked every bit the cricketer, has bowled fast with a good slower ball. So, and obviously Geordie keeps going. So there's real pace in the attack, and that's the exciting thing.
I guess it wasn't really about tonight, though, was it? I mean, there was 14 other matches in the competition, and perhaps there are other opportunities that were missed, Ben.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no excuses. 14-match series. Lots of people had games rained off like we did, and we didn't quite take a couple of chances, I think, looking back. We drew here with Kent, or tied, so I should say, and Middlesex was probably performing. We should have got over the line on that night. So there are other games you look at, and you can't worry about tonight. It's obviously we've lost our way in the tournament earlier on, and no excuses. We've got to come back better next year because this group is so competitive.
We move on to the championship. You're the championship skipper. I guess important now that Sussex sort of put this to bed, if you can, Ben.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we've got a little bit of time to recover mentally, which I think is nice. You know, there's a bit of space before Colwyn Bay. So, you know, everyone can get their head around that, you know, reflect on the 2020 and then really get their heads around Red Bull cricket. You know, if there's any small positive, that at least we can concentrate on the four-day stuff. We would love to be in all the competitions. But, yeah, so be it. We do feel we're on the way up in four-day cricket. I really do think we're hunting down that second spot.
You spoke about Chris Nash and his tremendous form, and he seems to have taken that T20 form into championship cricket as well against Worcester a couple of weeks ago. So, you know, players are playing themselves into form at a good time in the season, Ben.
Yeah, absolutely. I think in previous seasons, I feel we've got off to flyers at times in the season and then kind of run out of steam. This year, we seem to be doing it the other way around. We've kind of picked up momentum as and when we've gone. So, yeah, as you say, Chris Nash has returned to form at Worcester. That 100 on a tricky pitch, outstanding, really set the game up. And, yeah, hopefully people are coming into form at the right time. And as I say, the bowlers have got a good chance to rest now going into that game. And, yeah, hopefully we can go all guns blazing.
Five games to go. Have you sort of set yourself a potential target, Ben, in terms of wins or points that you might need?
Five wins, yeah. We sort of spoke about it when we had six to go, you know, looking to try and win four championship games. But, you know, things like that, it could work out differently. We felt, you know, going and beating Worcester was obviously almost worth double because they missed out on the points as well. So, look, I think personally, stick to the process, what's working. You know, I want first innings runs from the batsman. And, you know, if we keep bowling like we do with the pace and bounce we've got, we will bowl teams out. So that if we stick to the process of the cricket we've played, I think we'll go well.
Lots of cricket played after the last few weeks. Is a much as you'd love to have been in the quarterfinals, is a week off, is that a nice break for the squad now, Ben, to sort of recharge batteries?
Yeah, of course. Any break in the season is obviously welcome, but not in the fashion we're out of 2020. It's going to be a really devastating blow for lots of us, and we've just got to pick ourselves up and get on with it. But in terms of physically, yeah, of course, you'll take the week's rest and make sure bodies are ready and minds are firing, ready to go in Colwyn Bay.
And how does that? Bit of golf, or how does that work out in the next few days?
Yeah, I reckon, yeah, a few boys play golf. We'll have a few days, you know, to settle down, and I think Laurie's had an engagement party, so we'll go to that on Sunday and support him. But then after that, we'll be back in physical training, gym, and getting the guys that are a bit bruised and battered, getting them patched up, and yeah, as you say, that rest can be invaluable.
One thing I didn't ask Mark Davies earlier on was Steve McGoffin. I saw him down at Worcester walking without the aid of his boot. How close is Steve, do you know, Ben, to coming back? Is he?
Yeah, no movement's a positive, isn't it? It's certainly a positive. Yeah, we don't know. I think certainly not for Colwyn Bay, but you know, you hopefully. I mean, I think it would be just a huge bonus if we can get him back for the end of the season. You know, especially as the bowling group's growing around him. If you are able to chuck him back in, it's a fantastic luxury to have. So, yeah, Steve's working really hard in his rehab, and you know, who knows, he might have a big say in this championship season again.